God, and we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your faithfulness.
Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in me every day, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Jesus Good News Station, day, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news and shoes.
All right, here is Holy and Anointed One.
Jesus,
the lily of the valleys,
Jesus,
morning star,
Jesus. I love your name, Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Holy and anointed one, the name of Jesus. Well, we want to thank you for joining us this afternoon. This is WCNO 89.9 Christian Radio coming to you. The Good News Station. This afternoon, it is 1:05. Thank you so much for joining us today, being a part of this great day of celebration. We've had a lot of great music, David.
Oh, man. One after the other.
Yeah.
It's just been a blessing.
Great music. And we have actually had many of our listeners come into this station by the way of a phone call, a letter, and shared their heart, shared their burdens, shared their praise reports with us. Yesterday there was a young man, I believe, that called. He was with his mother. They were making a donation, but he was praising God that he had some bone marrow transplant, a procedure done, and he was just praising God that it was successful, that everything went really well. And so we just rejoice with those who are rejoicing today. We lift up the hearts of those who are heavy today, and we're enjoying the goodness of God. Well, where are we? Well, I know we're in Palm City. I don't mean that. We are looking to raise a goal of $195,000.
That's correct.
$195,000. To this point, we have raised $97,067. And so that has been a tremendous blessing. And we have just received a donation of $100 from Leah. Let's see. I should put my glasses on. I could read better.
I found
can
that
you read
helps.
It from there?
I found that helps.
You can't no, read from the other side of the room, can you?
Not yet.
Okay. It's Leah, I think. Something like that, I believe. And this call is coming from Pompano Beach, Florida. A $100 donation.
Praise God.
May the Lord bless you for that. And we are now just $344 from the halfway mark, which we're calling the top of the mountain.
Top of the summit, if you will.
Oh, I like that. The summit.
Yeah, the summit.
$344. You know, I was hopeful that we would get there about this time.
Well, we're heading in that direction, and God's been good to touch the hearts of people.
Yes, he has.
And it's his time. It's not ours, but we would also look to know when we hit that summit that we still have to go down to the other side, to go down the other side.
Well, yes, we do have to go down the other side, but I've always thought going downhill was easier than going uphill.
Yes.
Well, you know, every once in a while you get slung over the mountain.
Slung over the mountain. Well, I'd like to get slung over the mountain.
Well, are you ready to be slung over the mountain?
Well, yeah, we're $344 from getting to the top. It's
well, we
take
have a
big
gift
sling.
That just came in the mail. Today's mail was light.
Okay.
We had three gifts that came in the mail, two of which were already accounted for.
Okay.
So there's only one gift.
Okay.
Today that came in the mail that was unaccounted for. And this is from a brother in West Palm Beach. His name is Mark, and he's given $200 a month.
Praise
the Lord. For the next 6 months.
Wow.
And
Mark,
so that's $1,200 that we're going to add to our totals. And that's going to take us up and over the top. And we want to thank Mark from West Palm Beach for sending along a gift of $200 a month for the next 6 months. That's $1,200. And that takes us up to $98,267. We're over the mountain, and we're going to hear that doxology because another $1,000 level has been met, and we are over the halfway point of our fundraising. And so, Mark, God bless you. Thank you for calling or for sending in a gift from West Palm Beach. God bless you.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Well, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I like that song, Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all ye creatures here below. Oh, our God is so faithful. I was just wondering if there was a slingshot big enough to get me up and throw me over the mountain, but we just got over the summit. We are now coming down on the other side. Now we've got Dave here in the studio with us. Let's see what I have that just came in. Robert. Robert and Gail. Calling us from Okeechobee today, David. And there's a note here that Robert is battling stage 4 cancer. And not only is Robert battling stage 4 cancer, but Robert and Gail's son is having many health issues as well. I think we ought to lift Robert up in prayer this afternoon. He is making a one-time pledge of $20. Robert, God bless you. Thank you, Lord, for that gift today. But even as much, thank you for letting us call our listeners to join with us as we lift you up in prayer.
Amen.
Would you lead us in prayer, Dave?
I would love to. And I do invite all who are within the listening, the hearing of this, of my voice and of our voices, Lord, to join us in prayer right now. Well, Father God, we thank you for Robert, and we just lift him up to you, Father. We hold him up to the light of your love. We lift him up into your arms. And Lord, you promise that when we can't walk, you will carry us. And right now, and Robert's in a difficult place, but not an impossible place. For Lord, you look within his body and you see the extent of that cancer, and you look within his heart and you see the extent of his faith. You look within his mind and you see the extent of his conviction. And Lord, above all, it's your power that we're claiming today. Lord, we pray that you shower Robert with every grace for healing. We pray, Father, that not only would you enable him to bask in the light of your love and in the warmth of your compassionate mercy, but Lord, that all those who are attending him, and I mean not just the medical people, but certainly them, doctors, nurses, other medical professionals, also anybody else that is tasked with being there to lift him up, who's tasked Amen. With the caregiving role of any kind, and most Amen. Especially for his family, Lord, that you would bring together this powerful community of faith, and you would bless all of them in union with you to focus on Robert's needs and to be so rich, Father, as you always are, in your attending to his needs, that even while he is in the process of that diagnostic and that treatment, the looking at the prognosis and the means whereby the medical professionals may attend to him, that also, and above all, Lord, that we look to you, the Amen. Great physician,
Amen.
To be so generous in your abundant grace that
yes.
every need that Robert has Amen. Of the body, Amen. Of the mind, and certainly Amen. Of the spirit is not just met, because you don't just meet those needs for survival, but you give us what we need to flourish.
Amen.
And while we're Amen. Praying for Robert, we also pray for his son, and we pray, Lord, for that same rich grace and that same attendance
yes.
to the need, his needs Thank through you, your God. Perfect mercy to be poured out again in such great measure that he himself begins to know your healing grace and your power. And so in this family that people will not see illness, but that they will see victory.
Amen.
For you are the God who is victorious
Amen.
Over all that assail the spirit and Amen. The mind and the body. And we claim claim this, Father. We join them in claiming these riches of grace in Jesus' holy and precious name, and for his sake, as we plead his blood right now into their lives.
Amen. And Father, strengthen Gail.
Yes,
a lot
Lord.
Of times the caregivers, their hands are full. So Lord, strengthen Gail with a supernatural abundance of joy.
Amen. Absolutely.
Giving her strength. Well, thank you for calling in this afternoon. You know, I was thinking of that man that was mixed in with the crowd. He was on the side of the road and he heard that Jesus was coming.
Yes.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May not have known anything more to say. Didn't know how to pray. I've been there, David. I've been there where I just ran out of words. I didn't know how to put into language the burden of my heart. Sometimes I don't know if you've ever cried till the tears just stop. It's like you just run out of tears. You run out of the ability to hang on to the hurt. And somehow in the midst of that, this man was saying, Lord, Lord, have mercy, have mercy.
Yes.
What would you have me to do? I would like to see. You know, today, I don't know what your prayer is. It may be for a spouse. It may be for a son, daughter, maybe a grandchild, maybe for another family member, maybe for your finances, maybe for your business. It may be for this nation. It may be for those who are going through tough times today. We know many have lost their homes over in Florida, that this storm has been devastating. And we do lift them up today in prayer to you, Father, asking you to provide, as there will be new beginnings. Give them hope for new beginnings, faith for new beginnings. Let God arise, his enemies be scattered in Jesus' name. Well, we're in prayer and praise.
Amen, we are.
And we are praising and we are praying. We're doing both of those things, but we're not doing it alone.
Amen.
We have a lot of listeners that have joined us. God bless each and every one of you. You ought to just reach over. You take, if you're right-handed, you take your right hand. Reach right up over the left shoulder and just pat it a couple times.
There you go.
And say, God bless you, child
God
of
bless
God.
You.
Now, if you are left-handed, you might just take it and tap the right side of your shoulder and say, God bless you, child of God, anointed one. Be encouraged in the Lord. In Jesus' name. Let's listen to The Way by New Horizon.
Through every battle, through every heartbreak, through every circumstance, I believe that you are my fortress. Oh, you are my portion. You are my hiding place. Oh, I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life. I believe through every blessing, through every promise,
fears and doubts, they can all come to, because they can't stay long when I'm here with you. It's a new horizon, and I'm set on you.
Good afternoon. You are listening to WCNO. We're glad you've joined us today. And we just want you to continue listening as we are in prayer and praise. And perhaps you could make your way to a phone and become a part of many others who have been donating today. The number is 888-221-8990. We're listening to His Name.
His name is healer of your deepest scars, Father of your broken heart. His name is mercy, power, freedom. Oh, His name. Oh, His name. His name is Jesus. Fear will fall before His mighty hand. Every wall of doubt will start caving in. Tears you cry will turn to victory. The sun will rise and soon your eyes will see. His name is Healer of your deepest scars, Father of your broken heart. His name is mercy, power, freedom. Oh, His name. Oh, His name. His name is Jesus. Stronger
nothing is stronger. Nothing is stronger than His name. Nothing is stronger. Nothing is stronger. Nothing is stronger than His name. Nothing is stronger. Nothing is stronger. Oh, nothing is stronger than His name. His name is healer of your deepest scars.
All right, His name is Jesus. Well, there's no other name given by which men may be saved but the name of Jesus.
Absolutely.
No other
name.
No
question.
No other name. Nope. No other name. Well, we know this, don't we?
We do.
We know this because Jesus is the way,
the truth,
and the life.
But our ministry exists, well, to tell people that don't know that it's true.
Right.
And to help those that do to be stronger in their faith and to equip the saints for the ministry that God has called them to. So, hallelujah.
That's right. Do you realize, Dave, that it is already 1:27 today?
I didn't have a full realization of that, Jonathan, but I do now.
And you are several hours older than when I first saw you.
And man, I feel every minute of it.
You feel like you put in your 8 hours already and you're into the second shift?
Feels that way. I'm starting to perk up a little bit, though. I had a rough get started this morning.
Okay.
But, you know, we're just reaching out to our listeners right now. Some people have tuned in for the first time today, probably. And they're wondering what we're doing. Maybe they haven't been able to listen to us for a few days. So for the sake of those people, we're letting you know that we are raising funds for this radio ministry to continue over the next 6 months. We had a goal, we have a goal of $195,000, and we have reached the summit, the middle point in that goal, that the amount was, we got now, what, 90...
Yeah, 97,500 was the halfway point.
97,000.
That was the peak of the mountain.
And so now we're over the peak. And
we're at $98,287. And did I mention that there's some news that I have to share?
Well, no, because I started talking and I completely talked all over your...
No, that's good.
Oh, okay, all right.
Give the number. Somebody's wanting to call right now.
Yes, well, we can... You can reach us at one of two, well, you can actually, all numbers call the same place. We have a toll-free number that starts out this way, 888-221-8990, and I'm going to go answer the phones.
Okay, so we have some more calls coming in. That's great, and we thank God for every one of your calls. As you know, we are now on the other side. We have $96,713 to go. $96,713